Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, this is a viral news story that Katie found, and it's about three women getting evicted, basically, right?
Well, yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad, but we got to make a movie about this.
Okay.
Three nuns. Sister Bernadette, Sister Regina, and Sister Rita, all in their 80s.
Oh boy.
Were removed from their convent and placed in, like, basically a retirement home.
Okay.
And the convent, when they became nuns and were moved to this convent, they said, they were told, you get to live here forever for the rest of your lives. And the convent was like a convent slash school. And they spent a couple months in the care facility, and they said, we cannot do this anymore. Now, many of them, most of them have lived there since the 1950s.
What?
In their convent.
70 years?
Wow.
Which is, I mean, I'm looking at pictures. It's basically a castle. So I don't blame them for wanting to go back. But it was decided by the church that it just, like, it wasn't in good enough shape for people to use it or live there anymore.
Uh-huh.
So after being at the retirement facility for a while, they said, bitch, let's go back. And with the help of former students and a locksmith, they fled from the retirement community, broke back into their convent, and are now living there.
So they're squatters now.
Basically, I mean, this castle has, like, a fence put up around it, like a construction fence. There's a big sign with the name of the construction company that I guess is going to work on it at some point or demolish it or something.
This is crazy. You're
but
right.
It's so great.
We should turn this into some sort of a show or a movie, like Nuns on the Run.
Yeah.
Or something like that. These nuns, see, this is why sometimes, like, breaking the law, if a nun can do it.
Right.
Is it really that bad?
And are they not just going home?
Right. They were told they could live there forever. Now here's the question, and I get this. Sometimes you get comfortable in no matter what your living situation is, but why would you want to stay? It's a condemned castle. Like, it's definitely haunted. And now you're just spooky old nuns living in a haunted castle. God, this sounds like another show.
No, the nuns have a direct line of contact. They don't worry about the hauntings.
You don't think?
Nah.
All right.
No. In fact, if anything, what's scarier than a nun?
True.
I mean, I guess that's a good point. They made a whole movie about
yeah.
it.
Right. Sister Bernadette said, I've been obedient all my life, but it was too much.
Yes. Wow. Rise up, Bernadette. Right. Rise up.
Girl.
Yes. So they packed up a few belongings and they moved back. When they moved back in, there was no electricity or running water. And they said, we don't care.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
So what are they doing? Just going to the bathroom in buckets?
So people from the town and former students are what they need to do to care for them, to get things turned back on, to make this place habitable again. They get food deliveries. They had more clothes and, like, you know, toiletries and stuff brought to them. They're just sitting back.
Okay, now listen. I love a good Samaritan. Yeah. Okay? But I'll bet these people that are doing daily care for these nuns living in this castle are thinking, how much longer are we even going to have to do this? And watch these ladies live 10 more years. And those people, those DoorDash deliveries are going to dry up real fast.
Well, Gavin, Sophie, a former student, said, and I quote, "When they need us, they just have to call us and we will be there for sure. The nuns here changed so many lives in such a good way."
That is amazing.
That's beautiful.
Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah. That is beautiful. What? Bravo makes a lot of stuff that's negative.
Yeah.
You would have to agree with that.
Okay. There are negative parts to some of it.
Okay. Well, happy medium. We'll stop there. Put this on television, Bravo. Turn this into a show. I want to see Sophie do a testimonial about the goodness in these nuns. I want to see these, but don't let Andy Cohen have at these ladies and get Bernadette to start bitching about Rita, something like that.
Right.
I don't need to see an 85-year-old nun talking smack about one of her sisters.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to see that, Andy. Okay. Just have testimonials about how good the world is and how nice these people are.
There is a picture of them walking up the driveway back to their convent. All three of them have walkers.
Oh.
But they are in their, what is it called, a habit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just moving back into the slums.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the exterior of the castle is gorgeous. Sister Bernadette said, "Before I die in that old people's home, I would rather go to a meadow and enter eternity that way."
Well, Bernadette, I don't quite understand what that means, but good
I think
for
she's
you.
Saying, like, I'd rather go die in a field than live here anymore, bitch.
That is a fabulous story, Katie. Isn't Thank that cute? You for sharing that with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.